Hi there. So today we're going to talk about building apps for Office inside Visual Studio. My name is Jeremy Thake. I'm a technical product manager on the Office 365 team, and I focus on the developer extensibility story within the Office 365 platform. Today we'll kind of do a bit of an introduction of how you can kind of get started with Office 365 development and a bit of an understanding about what kind of things you can actually get in and extend within our Office products. And I'll show a demo of building an Outlook app that actually connects through to information that's stored in another web service. And we'll wrap up with some resources of kind of where you can go to get started and go and grab some additional training around this topic. So when we talk about the Office 365 development platform, we're really talking about it being everywhere. So we highlight, you know, the fact that you can build these things in the existing applications that you're running, no matter where you've built them and what ID you've built them in. We also encourage you to use the modern web platforms. So it doesn't matter kind of exactly what language you're using, but you'll have this ability to kind of connect into our APIs or insert your user interfaces into our products. And then lastly, we give you a rich variety of services that are available to you that you can connect into all those products that your end users are kind of working in, day out, and connect into those APIs. So when we talk about modern web platforms and we talk about being language agnostic, we really mean you can build in any web application platform you like. Now you're going to get the best experience inside the Visual Studio IDE because we work closely with Office 365 engineering and the Visual Studio team to make sure that experience is as rich as possible. Now you can build with ASP.NET MVC or web forms, or you can also just build against the standard HTML, JavaScript stack, and things like Node.js and PHP with SDKs. We have things in the Office Store that are actually built totally on Ruby on Rails. So you can use other IDEs to build for applications, but the reality is you're going to get the best experience with Visual Studio. The same really comes into play with where you're going to host your applications and what platform they're going to run on. We build very closely with the Windows Azure team to make sure it's extremely easy to host your Azure websites right from the IDE tooling. But that doesn't stop you from running these things inside Amazon Web Services or Heroku. Now, once you have that web application running on an application host and in the language of your choice, we give the ability to access multiple services within Office 365, whether this be accessing files that live within OneDrive for Business or SharePoint, or whether it's accessing things like the person's calendar or their mail or their contacts on their phone book on their phone. We give you that ability to use that information in context of your business application. In addition to that, we also give you the ability to access the Azure Active Directory users and groups. So that gives you the ability to kind of reach in and grab that rich information from the corporate directory within your organization. Over time, we're going to add additional services and APIs. So for instance, with the Office Graph that is being leveraged right now by Delve, which is available within our service, this gives you that way of weaving in the different objects and getting that context so I can see what files are trending around myself or trending around maybe my line manager or my skip manager. That API will be coming very soon, and that'll give you the ability to kind of reach in and call that information and query it in a way that we've never been able to do with the services inside our platform. Now, if you're already using Azure Active Directory, you'll be familiar with the ADOR libraries and how the authentication flow works. These APIs support that Azure Active Directory framework. So if you're familiar with it, it'll be very easy for you guys to get jumped in and started. Now, in addition to our approach with the mobile device development of using Windows Universal applications and using those ADOR libraries, we do have the ability for you to kind of connect in with Android native development and Apple native development using the SDKs available to you. And if you've got existing web applications, it's very, very easy to kind of jump in, open that project inside Visual Studio or in an existing IDE and connect into those APIs and have that offload handled for you by those ADOR libraries, but then be able to connect into all those services that we've talked about. Now, there might be some scenarios where your business users actually live within, say, Outlook to manage their mail, their calendar, tasks, and contacts, and you want to be able to place your user interface inside our products. This is great when you don't have to context switch. So as a business user, maybe I'm checking my mail and I compose a mail and I want to inject some information from a help desk system. I can have that task pane up that shows that information and inject it into that email without having to switch context between browser windows or maybe a WPF app where that help desk system is running. So this is really kind of the future and the path forward with the Office 365 developer platform. So there are a few options here when we talk about building inside that Office 365 platform, inside our products. There are three main shapes of where you can surface your user interfaces. The first shape is that task pane. This allows you to kind of go through and see and light up your experiences within our products. The second one is this concept of being able to inject your content and embed it directly into our products, much like you would expect when you're inside Excel to be able to embed those things in. And then lastly, this ability to kind of have that experience inside Mail and have that task pane and light those applications up in that way. So these are the shapes we have available, and in the future we'll have more and more shapes that become available to you as a developer. So let's just show some examples to kind of get you an idea of what's going on here. So this first example is really showing how you might have a fantasy sports league that you've built within your organization for a bit of fun to lighten the mood. Now we have the ability there to have that task pane up, as you can see, and that's pulling real-time data that's built and hosted inside Azure websites. And the buttons allow me to click and interoperate with inside that contents of that Word document there. Another example here is I'm highlighting content within that Word document, and my app on the right-hand side there is actually lighting up based on that and showing some news from a remote service. But I can actually then insert that document content from that task pane directly into my Word document content and vice versa, kind of pull content out or push content in. So I have that ability that I don't have to jump to another browser to get that news and copy and paste. My user can stay within the context of editing his document. And likewise here, even in Excel, where I might be doing some lookups inside a Merriam dictionaries here, I can get that definition of whatever is in my Excel spreadsheet. But that could be maybe an incident log ID number and have the incident tracking service on the right-hand side and give me that context of having more details about that incident that maybe I don't want to have sitting within my Excel document, and I can hide those panes as I work around that content in Excel. So again, it's really about staying contextual to where that user is, but allowing you to service your information there. So in addition to those task panes, we have examples like this where you can see where we have this bubble graph that's actually built using AngularJS and HTML and JavaScript, where all of that data there around New York, Boston, and Texas is being drawn by data that's stored within the actual context of that Excel spreadsheet. So again, this is just one example, and that's actually open sourced on GitHub for you to kind of dive into to get an idea about kind of how flexible you can be at injecting your content directly in that experience within Inside Excel. This is just another example here of a people graph that's also open sourced that shows you if I change those numbers in an Excel document there, those people will actually adjust in real time because that content is live embedded in my application. It's not just a static image. And likewise with a Bing map, this took the Bing team about a week to build, where they injected the Bing map into the page, but were pulling the information directly into the map from that Excel spreadsheet. Again, having that context without me having to export that data and load it into a Bing map in a browser or have a special application for Bing. It allows me to have my experiences where I want my users to have them. And then lastly, we all spend way too much time in Mail. I'd love to spend less time in there, but the thing is, people like living inside Outlook and triaging their mail. So the more context we can add there to the mail, the better. So this example here is showing that I can have LinkedIn information showing who's in my to line and my CC line of my mail and give more information about those contexts directly from that LinkedIn service, again, in context of the Outlook edition. And this one may be where FedEx might have sent me an email of a tracking service there. I can actually open up that mail app there and see even more information for FedEx in real time, rather than kind of the email being a point in time of that information. So it's all about keeping that user up to date with that FedEx tracking. And then lastly, it's not just about reading information from the mail and showing relative information. In this example here, I'm showing how I can pull kind of standard messages that I might reply and respond to in my mail. I can pull that up on the right-hand side there, and then I can inject that content directly into my mail app. Now, right now when we build those mail apps, or maybe we build inside Excel, PowerPoint, Word, and you can see there projects and access, we support various different Office clients. But in addition to what we have already, in the future we'll start to support that when you build the app for a mail, that'll actually work on the Mac desktop version of Office and inside the iPad app, which has had over 35 million downloads already from the Apple Store. In addition to that, with the Windows Universal apps and the Windows Phone apps. So essentially what we're saying is if you build that app once and host it in your web application and upload it into the app catalog or upload it to the Office Store, you'll actually have that flexibility that you'll be able to support those things across the platforms where your end users are. So it's really powerful from that contextual experience, no matter what version of the Office client they're in. So in the demo, what I'm going to show is how you can build an Outlook app from scratch, pulling information from a billing service, and show that in context of the mail that you're writing when you're sending that off. Okay, so I'm just inside Visual Studio here right now. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go in and click File New Project. And I'm going to select down in the Visual Studio in Visual C Sharp, and I'm going to select on Office / SharePoint. And I'm basically going to pick Apps for Office. And I'm just going to give it a name. So we can just call this MS Buildings 2, or 2, because I've probably done a few of these demos on this machine. I just want to make sure it's unique. I'm going to click OK on that. And this is where it's going to give me the options on what shapes I want available within my app. So I can see here that I want to build a mail app. If I click Next there. And then the building demo that I'm building is going to be when I'm composing my email or composing my appointments. I want to be able to list those buildings on that task pane. So I only need these things to light up when I'm in my compose form. So I'm just going to click Finish there. That will go through and create me two projects within my solution. The first project is essentially the app manifest XML file that will get uploaded to the Office Store or will get uploaded into the app catalog directly if you're an enterprise dev. And then the second app here is just my standard web application. Now again, by default, this has created me just a standard web app, but I could rip and replace this, and this could be any type of web application platform I choose. So you can see there's a little bit of plumbing already. If I did an F5 experience right now, it would just kind of show me this information directly in my taskbar. And you can see here that we've already preloaded the Office.js JavaScript that is used, as well as the jQuery that's embedded in this project here, just to kind of get you going with a few quick things. Now, what I'm going to step through is just kind of how we can extend this with the MS Buildings sample. So I'm going to go in and I'm going to add some additional scripts because we're going to do a little bit of the UI plumbing in a cheated way. So I'm firstly going to add a link off to jQuery UI. So I've just kind of injected that script there, and we're going to grab those straight from the CDN in the cloud. And then I'm going to take the out-of-the-box content that was added in here, and I'm going to remove it. And I'm going to add a simple div in here. So you can see when I go in and add the simple div, I'm going to give the instructions to select a new building, and then I've got this div called buildings with an ID of buildings, which I'm going to inject the content into. So I'm just going to save that. Now, if I go up to my app compose, this is really where you're going to be doing all of your work. And the home view is what gets loaded when you first launch this app inside your Outlook client. So if I jump over to this and hit into the home.js, you'll see that there's some out-of-the-box JavaScript that's used. It just gives an example about how to set the subject and how to set maybe add some, inject some recipients into your mail when you're in the context of the task pane. But at the bottom here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add some additional JavaScript. So the first bit of JavaScript I'm going to add is to reference this service where I'm going to go and pull all of my buildings from. Now I have this running locally on my machine already. So if I went over to Internet Explorer right now and hit that link, what that's going to return for me is some JSON. And if you looked at the JSON, essentially I'm getting the name of the building, the area where the building is, the address of the building, and then some more detail URLs and the image that it's going to grab from Bing. So again, this is the information that my app will consume. So once we have that located, then all I need to do is I need to go and load that building information. So I have this load function here where I'm going to go and grab that JSON using the jQuery. And once that function's returned that data, I'm going to drop it into this buildings variable. And then inside that div that I've written on the home.html, I'm going to actually, for each piece of data that comes back for each building, I'm going to build and append to that div some HTML. So you can see here that I'm building an H3 tag wrapped with a hyperlink with the information in the building and kind of grabbing those values through. But I also have this button here, which is going to have this insert on click function that passes through that building ID. And that function is going to be the one that takes that building ID and then injects it directly into that mail body. But to get this load buildings to work, I need to go up to the top of this function, and where my app is ready and loaded, I'm just going to call that load buildings method. But now I need to remember, I need to have that injection function as well. So I'm just going to go in here and just add that. Now, this insert buildings function is going to take the index of the building, so building one would be index one, and it too is going to build a details HTML out, use it, and kind of add in the details of the URL into an anchor ref. It's going to inject an image of the map that's coming from that service as well, and inject that into the page, as well as a link to the direction so I can launch that off in my browser. And all it's simply doing here is it's grabbing that mail item by using the Office.js syntax of office.context.mailbox.item. And then in the item body, all I'm going to do is I'm going to grab that HTML that I've built and inject that into the content of the mail. And if I'm in an item type of not mail, but the appointment ID, for example, I've gone into the calendar and I've created the new appointment, I'm also going to go and find the location field and add that information so that maybe I'm sending an invite to someone and I want to actually have that building name injected into that location. So once we have that running, all I'm going to do is just save that file. And in the properties window, I can select, when I've got the project for the app selected, I can select where I want this to launch in my debug mode. So I've got Chrome on my machine. I also have the Outlook desktop client. Now, I'm going to use Internet Explorer in this case just to show you the fact that, you know, we can run this in the rich client, in the desktop client of Office, but it can also work in a browser. So I'm just going to click Start here, and that's going to go through, and it's now going to prompt me for my credentials. And the reason it's going to prompt me for my credentials is this needs to sideload this app directly into my tenant so that when my user goes into Outlook, he actually, when he gets his apps, can see this app added in there. Now, obviously, if you're grabbing that from the store, that will actually go and grab that directly from the insert app from the store button. But because we've got this sideloaded because we're maybe an enterprise developer, I can push this into my development environment in this way. So that's going to go ahead, package that up, send that to my Office 365 service, and then I'll launch an Internet Explorer browser where I'll then be able to see that mail running. So you can see in the output window, it's giving me that information, and now we're booting into this experience. And so now if I go over to Outlook and just refresh that page just to make sure it's picked up on that mail item, what I can do now is if I go over to Compose in New Mail, my apps icon will show up and you'll see the My Buildings 2 app appear. And when I select that there, what that's going to do is now my custom app is in context of my mail, and I can actually just go over here and select the building I want. Now I work within building one, and then I can just click insert and insert that object directly into the mail body. So this doesn't have to be map information. It could be information from a help desk system, etc. So you can see how easy it was to build that app. Now, again, if I go over to calendar now and do a new event, you'll notice that if I go over to apps on this one and see MS Building 2, I can also do the same thing. But this time, when I click insert, as well as it adding to the body of my mail invite or my calendar invite, I also now have in the location the Microsoft Building 1 code. So again, very, very easy to interact between these two things. Now, in this case, we've injected content into the body of our item, but we could also read stuff out as well. So for instance, if that location was there, we could actually show more information about that location in this task pane app. So hopefully that's give you a good idea about how you can quickly build these apps for Office directly from in that Visual Studio experience. So hopefully that's shown you how easy it is to get started with building apps for Office inside Visual Studio. But where do we get started? Well, we recommend dev.office.com. We have a variety of resources there, including the ones available at /build, where you can see how you can sign up for an Office 365 tenant and sign up for an Azure tenant and then get all the tools that you need for Visual Studio. In addition to that, we have over 30 hours of training, which will deep dive into building for Word, PowerPoint, Excel, and Outlook. And also, if you want to try and keep up with what's going on in terms of the updates to the service and new things that are available to you, I'd highly recommend checking out blogs.office.com. I also do a weekly podcast there where we talk to engineers and MVPs about what they've been doing with the Office 365 platform. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and check out some of the other shows as well.